Well, hello, gentlemen. Do you ever wonder what's important to a Femun? What they actually think about? Well, I've been off work for some time, so I'm quite poor person now. But somebody watches daytime TV where I am, and when I go get a coffee, I see what's on. And all the programs in daytime are made for Femuns. Actually, most of the evening ones are as well, nowadays. Because they're always about a lot of talking and superficial stuff. Then the daytime TV format is usually a Femun, who is very yappy, and then a weak male, who doesn't interrupt at all and agrees with her. Basically, he's there for show. Then there's things about, like, getting a new kitchen installed. Always about Femun's issues. Might throw a little bit of cooking in there. And of course, they'll always advertise a nice new dress. But all in all, the whole program, they've said and done absolutely nothing. And these programs go on for hours. Then you get the program that's supposed to be for Femuns. They all are. Loose women in this country. Like The View in the States, just not as hateful. And it sounds like a bunch of chickens in a chicken coop. Because all of them are talking exactly the same time, not listening to each other. And they pretend they know everything about everything. In actual fact, they know nothing. They just like the sound of their voice. And once again, they talk about Femun's issues and superficial stuff. And of course, the people that watch these programs are Femuns. So this shows you what a Femun thinks like. What's important to them, what they think about. And to me, the programs all come across kind of like childlike. There's lots of clapping in them and praising each other or themselves. Some oohs and some ahs. And it's like dumbed down TV. And they're always very loud. As for some reason, Femuns love noise. Well, you know, Femuns are all empowered and they're brave. Certainly aren't thinkers, though, are they? Because the dress they're in is far more important to them than who they are. You take it easy, fellas.